Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Rick Funston on replacement heifer strategy after this.
Hello, love.
Mwah. Love, what's with the accent?
Don't try to sound smart, I is.
Yeah, jolly good. But why not just head to McDonald's and grab a Daily Double?
Daily Double, you say?
Yeah, two beef patties, cheese, crispy lettuce, mayo, juicy tomato.
Tomato?
All for just $1.89 on the extra value menu. So you won't just sound smart, you'll actually be smart.
Huh, brilliant.
I tip my tiny hat to you.
And back to you, my dear.
And back to you.
The Daily Double Sandwich, now on McDonald's extra value menu. The simple joy of being extra smart. Price and participation may vary.
Wheat farmers, you have the world's top wheat experts working for you right here in our state. Put OSU's wheat expertise to work for you by investing in OSU-developed wheat varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Long-trusted winning varieties and brand-new trendsetters offer great results, and the sale of these varieties ensures that OSU's wheat research program remains strong and independent. Invest in high yields and the future of Oklahoma wheat farming. Log on today to okgenetics.com.
Dr. Rick Funston is from the University of Nebraska, a beef cattle scientist who's worked a great deal on beef heifer replacement strategy for cattle producers. And he says one of the things he's discovered in his research is that there's a lot of information out there that shows the most profitable mama cow herds are those that the cows are breeding sooner rather than later once you turn the bulls in.
One of the best indicators of profitability on an operation is those operations that have a high percent of animals born early in their breeding season. Now, being said early, I'm not talking about early in the calendar year necessarily, but whenever your calving season and breeding season is right for your operation, we want to have as many animals born on the front end of that calving season as possible. And it resonates through the entire system. It resonates through weaning weights, through carcass characteristics and carcass weights if you retain ownership in calves. It resonates in the heifers. Heifers born earlier have more puberal. At the beginning of breeding, they breed earlier. They have a heavier calf, their first calf, and they breed back earlier. And one of the things that we've utilized to help increase that percent, front load the calving season, is synchronization, which we tend to not think about with natural service. We somewhat reserve that for artificial insemination, but some people will say the benefit of AI, you know, that it's partially genetic, but one of the biggest benefits to AI is the fact that you synchronize those animals. And we have systems that are pretty simple. For example, turning bulls in and then 5 days later, giving a shot of prostaglandin is a system that we found very effective in cycling animals. Now, if you have animals that calve late, high-risk animals that are under some nutritional stress, we probably need something to help them cycle, like a seeder, which is a device that contains progesterone. And we can move animals up a whole cycle, for example, by utilizing some of these technologies. And it, you know, a cycle, we figure about 2 pounds a day on a calf, 21 days, that's 40 pounds more calf on some of these intervention methods that need to be considered.
Rick Funston says the real key is to develop a mama cow herd of cows that will breed quickly and fairly early in your particular window. He says that really can be established through a good heifer selection program.
You know, I'd advocate have a very short breeding season with your heifers unless you have a market for those later bred animals, and let the vet determine those animals and don't keep them for yourself, because you'll create a problem going into the cow herd if you have later bred heifers.
Some really good ideas about how to maximize profitability in your mama cow herd from Rick Funston of the University of Nebraska. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.